Hi, Sheila here, a graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. I have come back with another podcast on resentment, which all of us undergo, which is very normal. And many of us undergo this resentment. And it is very active. Then of resistance. Resistance is not agreeing to do something. Can be passive or active. Passive is in a passive way resisting and not doing a thing, delaying it, whereas an active is telling the thing on the person's face that you are not inclined to do it. And this resentment is very intense dislike and blame of the other person for which they are doing, can be a truth or not, otherwise it may be imaginary. The resentment is accompanied by internal experience of anger and tension, which all of us undergo. And if you don't tell the truth about your resentment and resolve it with your partner or any other person, it builds up and it turns into third R rejection. The anger, frustration, hate, revenge, annoyance, sharpness and blame are all symptoms of unexpressed resentment. It is better to talk to the person. Sit down and talk is very normal to say, but it is not possible. But you have to find a way out with your partner or the person you are associating with, maybe a relative, maybe your parent, your mother, father, brothers. It is not uncommon to not go along with your parents. Though people say they have to be put on the pedestal and prayed, there are many bitter experiences for many people which they cannot reject, and they have to accept it. And when they accept it, it brings the resentment. Then it turns into anger, frustration, hate, revenge, annoyance. And this rejection occurs when so much of resistance and resentment have built up and become impossible for you to stay emotionally connected with that person, and you pull away. For some people it will subtly happen, some do it in a much more aggressive way. Unexpressed resentment is inevitably turns into rejection. That is, they are not talking to you and they don't want to interact with you anymore. You stop wanting to be with that partner or with that person, which is very normal, and one has to analyze this. And the repression is a state of emotional numbness, and it spills over the rest of your life. It spills over in the rest of your life so that you are not able to do anything about it. After that rejection, you automatically repress your frustration and make everything okay, and you stop caring about things. There are many ways to express the same repression. Some people are so good at repressing it that they automatically remain normal, but it is not so. The repression is there. See, this one has to recognize and to accept and come out, because repression or rejection or any sort of negative emotion will harm you physically and mentally and be an impediment in progress of your life, which is very important, and you have to attend to it, and you cannot be in that state for long. It is better to talk to that person, that whomever you feel, and come back to normalcy, which is very important. And when you recognize and aware of your emotional state, you will see that you will also reconcile or understand and come to a conclusion which will be viable for your life, easy on you, and for your people around you. And what is repression? Is any feeling that threatens your ability to be loved or to give love is a target for repression. and by burying your emotion, gradually become numb to life and to love. And repressed feelings do not die. They come back and haunt you. And suppressed feeling builds up until you either explode irrationally or you repress them by becoming numb to your feelings. Both are very negative and it is not good for you. The further podcast will be on this. I will be dealing in detail on this to help the people around to analyze and to be aware and to channelize their life in much better way. Many are there out in the society who undergo that very silently, and they are not able to exchange or understand and have a dialogue and realize and be aware of their emotion and come to terms with it. It is very important for you to come to terms with your negative emotions, because otherwise it may be an impediment in your life, be it physical or emotional or professional. So I will be continuing it, and you can be hooked onto my podcast for further relevant talk on this, which can help you to have a better and enriched life. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.